Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 182 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here this week.
I am indeed.
The antibiotics worked then.
Yes. Well, I've got my last ones today.
Right.
Yes.
Feeling better, though?
I am. I did have that sickness thing, though, as well. So I've sort of had two illnesses combined into one, which has been awful.
That's a good excuse for not coming in, if there was due on, I suppose. And how are your preparations for the festive period going?
Well, I've almost got everything. I've got all the relatives and the friends and the family. I've got most of those. The only people that I haven't got many is the kids.
So you haven't got them present at all?
Yes, no. So we're gonna have
the
to
ones who are going to give you
them.
Grief for the whole year... And you haven't got their presents?
No, I'm going to have to do like one big shop and just go around and just concentrate on theirs,
I think. That's nice. Well, you got just a week, so you'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I'm sure.
And then it's all the food and stuff as well. I've got lists everywhere. Food, drink. Because we have like all the family around on Christmas Day. We have Marco's parents, mm-hmm. And my brother and his children and his sister. So there's a lot
Is
of
your
us
mom
on Christmas
come?
Day. She doesn't like the noise, to be fair.
Okay.
So we go and visit her on Boxing Day. We have her over for like
tea at some point. Take a bit of noise around for her.
Yeah,
not too
she comes
much.
On her own with my dad.
Okay, that's sweet.
So, yes, nice quiet evening when they're
lovely around. Family Christmas.
Yes.
What have we got coming up on the show today?
Well, if you want to eat as much as you want over Christmas and then perhaps lose a bit afterwards, we've got some salsa classes in the new year.
We'll be hearing from Ryan Mellis about that a little bit later on. Also, Andy Walters popping in to let us know about a new podcast that he and I and Martin have been doing.
Yes, so I haven't been invited. So.
You are invited.
Anyway, okay.
We'll talk about that later. We'll see what happens. Maybe you're not. Anyway, so we're talking to Andy about that a little bit later on. We've also got music from three bands, not one but three, because we're going all festive. Well, festive-ish. Stupid from Alex Day we heard a while ago. We'll be reprising that one today. We'll also be hearing a tune from Chris Illett, his festive offering. Also, we'll have a chat with Andy Donnell from Neomantics.
They're all very Christmassy.
Yeah, they've got a proper Christmas song. That's the one that we'll be hearing first. But before then, a little earlier today, I had a chat with Matt Grayson down here at Molyneux. I'm now with Matt Grayson, Head of Marketing Communications here at Molyneux, and the man who's part of the team behind the museum, which has just opened in the Stan Cullis stand. Matt, tell us all about how this idea came together.
Hi, Jason. Yeah, well, it's been about 2 years in the planning, and ever since Steve Morgan bought the club back in 2007, he wanted to bring a museum to Molyneux. He was so sort of bought into the rich history of the football club, and he wanted to really convey that to the fans, to introduce it to a new audience, to our younger supporters who might not be aware of sort of the achievements of the 1950s, might not actually know who Steve Bull is, believe it or not. So to represent the history, but also to sum up who we are as a football club and to better get that out to all of our supporters. So we started planning in earnest for it about 2 years ago, around the same time we began on the planning for the North Stand as a whole. And during that time, we've catalogued about 20,000 items of memorabilia, which we put onto a database. And that reservoir of information then sits behind all of our interactives in the museum, and people can go and sort of look at all the caps and programmes and everything else. You know, we've got about 30,000 words on graphic panels within the facility, as well as all the interactive games and exhibits and everything else. So it's a true family experience, whether you're 81 or 21. It's just a fantastic experience for all the family.
Because as you say, it is a lot of interactive things to see and do, but that doesn't take away from the actual physical exhibits that are there, things like a turnstile from original Molyneux.
Yeah, that's right. It's about mixing up the old with the new, to be honest. So we've got lots of physical memorabilia, like the turnstile you mentioned, like Ron Flowers' World Cup medal from 66 World Cup final, like the shirt worn by Jack Taylor, the famous referee and son of Wolverhampton, the 1974 World Cup final. And we've mixed that with all the latest interactives and the ability to watch old footage from the 1950s, to play on an interactive game and take a penalty against the likes of Phil Parks or Matt Murray, or be interviewed by the BBC's John Motson. So you've got all this sort of eclectic mix of experiences all in one place, and we're very proud of it. But what means most is the feedback that we've had from supporters that have been through the museum, and without exception really, the feedback has been superb, and that's what we're proud of most of all.
I mean, absolutely, having been around on the staff preview prior to opening night, it was good to see all the things that were coming into place then. And it is an experience from walking through an actual turnstile to get into the building, having your ticket scanned as if you're actually coming into a match, to maybe then sitting down and watching the video, which is presented on three screens. You're just completely taken aback by what you're seeing as everything goes on around you, even for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are, Wolverhampton Wanderers is an incredibly special football club. You know, we're different, our fans are different, we've got a spirit to this club. And I think the cinema experience in particular that you just rightly referred to just really helps to sum up who we are as a football club and really give people a sense of how special this club really is. And the feedback that we've had from that cinema experience has been fantastic, really. It takes you right from the early inception of the football club right through to the modern day and our most recent successes. And you do walk out of there on cloud nine with a lot of sort of hope and optimism for the future. So yeah, it's great.
But all the exhibits are continuing to grow, things have been added, and in particular the Hall of Fame as well, because if you don't come along to one of the Hall of Fame dinners that take place at Molineux on a regular basis, you see the names of the book, you see it in the press, but you can actually go through and interact with the display, showing you some of the history of some of the great players and other names that are associated with the club.
That's right. Hall of Fame started a number of years ago prior to the museum being open. So it's a great, now we've got a physical presence and a place where our most iconic players and events can be properly celebrated. So you can walk through that particular space in the museum, see those players and iconic figures around you, read about them, and then watch footage from some of their most famous games, listen to some interviews from them, listen to people speak about them, and really get a true sense of how they contributed to this club's great history.
And there's a chance to meet up with some of the celebrities behind the club through their interaction as well.
Yeah, that's right. Got the likes of Robert Plant featured in the museum, Beverly Knight, Rachel Hayo-Flint, and Robert Plant in particular has been really generous with donating some of his memorabilia from the 1970s, and I won't go into too much more detail on that. Anyone who's listening, please come to the museum and you can see it for yourself, but it is pretty special stuff.
And there's an interesting way of bringing people into the museum as well, because not only have you got entry throughout the week and on match days, but also school groups as well.
Yeah, now this is something we are really looking forward to. We start our school visits probably in early February time, Jason. That's when we're going to really begin to speak to teachers in earnest about that. And our aim is to have every primary school in Wolverhampton coming through the facility, whether they just want a basic visit to the museum and look around the stadium, right through to us providing some educational classes which fit as part of the curriculum. So it's a fantastic way for us to reach out to kids in this city, to try and get them out of Arsenal and Man United shirts and try and get them back supporting their local club. You know, the days, unfortunately, of clubs being passed down from the granddad to the dad to the son are long gone on the whole, and we have to be more innovative, creative, more assertive and aggressive about how we sell our football club to youngsters in particular. The museum's a brilliant way of doing that. It'll never replace actually coming to a game and the feeling of walking up through one of those vomitories I'm looking at right now out onto the pitch. But what it can do is give kids the bug at a really early age and hopefully get them to a game in the future and get them supporting their local team, because, you know, without fantastic supporters and a growing supporting base, then the club's nothing.
Well, if you want to get tickets, how do people get in touch and where do they buy the tickets from?
You can go to wolvesmuseum.co.uk and can click and look at the opening times and view pricing information, and can buy online via a link on that website, or they can call the ticket line on 0871 222 1877, or can actually visit our ticket office or mega store at Molineux to buy on the day. And concessions just start at £4.50, and it really is sort of like a 2-3 hour experience walking around the museum. And as I say, everyone that's been in there says it's fantastic value for money.
Well, certainly as soon as the kids are on the interactive games, they're going to want to stay there and keep playing them. It's a great experience for them, and I think they'll really enjoy it. But
You've been around there, you've taken your kids too. So what was the standout experience for them, and what really made them want to come back and see it again?
Well, I think probably the kids love the interactive games and taking the penalties against Matt Murray and so on. But what was really pleasing for me was when they walked into the history zone and they saw the big sort of towers of Stan Cullis and Frank Buckley, and they were asking questions about those characters, because, you know, my son's 8 and he hasn't heard of Stan Cullis other than he knows that we've got a stand named after him. So to open his eyes to his achievements as a player and the manager, I think, is what the museum is all about, really. And yes, we were in there for a good few hours, so I'm sure that anybody that visits our museum won't be disappointed.
Now, I'd like a bit of a festive tune now, Jason, if possible.
Okay.
So, yeah. We have Neomantics and Christmas Without You.
Neomantics, Christmas Without You. And joining us on the phone now, somebody who's popped in to see us in the past, is Andy Durnall. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm all right.
Are you ready for Christmas?
As ready as I can be, I think.
I don't think anybody's ever ready for Christmas.
I don't think anybody's ever ready with comfort zones, are they, at Christmas time?
No, but we do have the Neomantics Christmas tune, and is this something you've penned this year?
Yeah. It's been a year in the making in respects, because last year we came up with the idea, we put it together, and this year it's come to CD.
Ooh, actual CD.
Yeah, like that idea. So you're flogging this at gigs then at the minute?
Well, we haven't got any gigs coming for this side of Christmas.
So you're flogging it to friends and family at the moment, I take
it? Yeah, yeah. Next year there's going to be we're going to have a major push on, we're going to try and tee up with a few other people and make a compilation and everything. It's going to be great.
Okay, but, this
year we focused on for getting it available to purchase.
Well, so you can buy this through your website, I take it?
Yeah, there's links off the website. It'll soon be on iTunes. But at the minute, it's on a website, which we also use while we're waiting for iTunes to upload, and it's called Bandcamp, which you can find through our website, which is www.neomantics.co.uk.
So what else have you been doing in the wild world of Neomantics?
Oh, well, we've just released our debut album. And it's,
did I get told about that one? I think I missed it. I've seen videos. I haven't seen the album stuff.
It's the album, this is hot off the press. The two things have come out together, really. Mm-hmm. The Christmas song, really, we're going to, you know, is just come to fruition now. But the album's been building up again for the most of this year. And it's called This Way Up. It's got 11 tracks. And it's going really well. I mean, everybody's really impressed with it, and we're receiving good comments, so it's great.
So okay. If somebody gets the Christmas CD, then they quite like it, then they can go out and get the album as well.
Well, exactly, yeah. If they like the Christmas song, then they can find our album out, just like every song we do release, via our website and via iTunes. And our website again is neomantics.co.uk.
Is it a good sales pitch here?
I know. Yeah, I'm just used to saying it. You see.
How exciting would you be, though?
I don't even sign my name anymore. I just sign that.
Yeah. How excited would you be, though, if you actually got into the charts with your Christmas song?
Oh, yeah, it'd be fantastic. At the end of the day, as a musician, you aim to get as many people to hear your song and enjoy it as possible. Mm-hmm. But I think those moments are what you'd call like the real stand back and look at yourself moments, where you realise that something you may have used to rely on in the past, such as the music charts, for showing you what you might enjoy. And then seeing your own thing in there, it'd be like seeing yourself from the other side of the fence. It'd be great.
Well, fingers crossed for that one. But can we get you in to perform some album tracks live for us in the early part of the new year?
Oh, yeah, we'll come in and do in the early part of next year. We'll be coming in to do some acoustic tracks, no problem.
Okay, we'll sort it out, because you know the space you've got to work with. And we can get you coming to do a few tunes in here. That'd
exactly,
be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll write up a little acoustic set for you, because, as you know, we're not an acoustic band as such, but we can pretty much do anything, you know.
Do some specially for
They're very
us.
Good. They are very good. Yes. I do like Neomantics. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Andy, thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting us hear your Christmas track.
And thank you, Jason.
And we're enjoying the whole festive thing completely this week. It's all good fun.
I know, yeah, it is. I think I'm getting to the point now where it's stopped being a panic, and Christmas should be fun now.
I was going to say, we have still got a week left, so there's still...
Exactly, there's still a week of panic, I think.
Yeah, there's still enough time to go and do
I think what
bits.
It is the panic never stops, but it gets to a point where it's too late. it's over with.
Yeah, you just have to forget about it.
Exactly.
Don't worry anymore. Brilliant. Cheers for that. Speak to you soon, mate.
Speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's Zoe. We have a gentleman at the other side of the studio as well.
I can see him, a blast from my past. Yes, as well as yours.
Well, no, Andy's part of my life the whole time.
I know, I don't see him very often. Christmas is probably the only time I see Andy.
Dodgy, Jason. Well, no, I work with you here at Molyneux and also on other projects as well. Yeah. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about now too. So how are you, Mr. Walters?
Fine, thank you, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, no, all good, thank you. So you're here wearing a very nice furry jacketed coat. And
well, it is the season to do that sort of thing.
It is that, it's cold this time of year.
Oh, it's freezing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And half expecting snow. It'd be nice if it would, wouldn't
it? It wouldn't. It'd be quite depressing and difficult to get about. Oh, you're spoiling Christmas.
No, you're spoiling Christmas. We want a white Christmas, Jason.
Only you'll build a snowman on Christmas morning.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the
plot. I won't. I'll send the kids out.
No, make them do it. So, Andy, before I sort of distracted Zoe with the coat there, which is a very silly move, aren't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
We are involved in another podcast, aren't we, at this time?
Yeah, you're just podcast mad, aren't you, Jason?
I love my podcasts. And this is all centering around the magical world that we call Telford.
And Wrekin.
And Wrekin, yes, of course. Because it's called Totally Telford.
It is, yes.
And tell us a little about it.
Okay, well, it's basically me, you, and another guy called Martin Haynes. And we've all got together to do this thing about Telford. Just talking about what's on, what's happening in Telford, and things you can get involved with.
So very much the sort of stuff we do here for Wolverhampton, the Midlands, and bigger, just but for Telford.
It's a Shropshire version.
It is.
Almost.
Yeah, and it's called Totally Telford rather than being referencing meeting places.
That's the one.
As the case may be.
I bet there's a lot of farming markets, isn't there?
Well, we haven't covered any of those yet, but that could well happen in the coming months.
They're very good, actually. They're a good source of cheap fruit and veg and meat.
Mm-hmm. And eggs. Oh, fresh eggs. Mm. Do you have them?
And duck eggs. Duck eggs are nice.
I've never tried those. I've never quite fancied the look of them, to be fair.
Okay.
Andy's somebody who can only drink goat's milk, aren't you? Which the concept of which scares the hell out of me.
It's great. It's better than soya.
I suppose.
Well, does it taste like goat's milk? Is it like quite watery?
No.
Is it like
you're
milk?
Going off the subject a bit.
Well, we got to farmers market. Now we're discussing goats. But we might as well get some insight whilst we've got you in the studio. So goat's milk, what is it like?
It's not that much different to cow's milk, really.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit...
goatier.
A bit more body to it, actually, than
really?
Cow's milk, yeah.
Okay. So the podcast again. Where can we find that?
I'm just trying to detract you because I wasn't invited to be on it, Jason.
You can be. You can put something together for episode 2, which it comes along in January. But how do you find it?
Okay, it's on iTunes. Mm-hmm. You obviously know the address for that, the iTunes bit.
Well, just go to iTunes and search for Totally Telford.
Yeah, or it's also Totally Telford at Podbean. No, .podbean.com, isn't it?
It's TotallyTelford.podbean.com.
That's the one.
And you can find it that way.
Yeah.
But there's stuff going on. If you want to know what's going on in Telford, pop along and contribute your stuff as well.
It's a great place and often gets overlooked.
Well, it is.
I do like Telford, I must admit. I prefer going to Telford than I do to...
It's more than just a shopping centre in the middle, though.
Yes. I know there's parks and everything. There used to be an Alice in Wonderland thing there. I don't know whether that's still there.
We'll have to ask Martin about that.
Yeah.
He looks the kind of guy who's going to be following giant caterpillars and talking to
them. And a little frog in the town centre.
And just think about places like Ironbridge, Oaken Gates, Wellington, Shifnal. Lovely Chinese meal in Shifnal on Saturday night.
It centres around food for you, but there we are.
I know Ironbridge is like the great... You know,
the birthplace of industry.
Yes, but I've never heard of Oaken Gates really, or Shifnal as being...
Well, maybe we won't let you on the podcast then.
Are they nice? I've never been there. Are they nice?
Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing a podcast.
No, there wouldn't be any point
otherwise. Give me an example of something which is really good to visit in Shifnal, apart from your restaurant.
Well, the Shifnal's a nice little town itself. Some great shops and great businesses down there. Mm. You can easily get in there by railways. A railway station that goes right across the top, and some great pubs and other places to go to.
Parks and things.
Yeah, well, around it's in Shropshire. It's green all the way around it.
I know.
It's fantastic.
There's a massive Christmas tree on the high street as well.
I'm only asking. There's no need to get so defensive. I'm trying to promote Shifnal.
Wellington's got a nice high street.
Yeah.
Ironbridge has got that big bridge.
There's a big Morrison's in Wellington.
Yeah. And there's Coalbrookdale as well, where you've got the...
Tile Museum.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you've never been to Bliss Till, you've missed out. It's absolutely fantastic down there.
I probably did with a school, to be fair. I think I went to the Tile Museum as well, mm-hmm. many years ago.
So there's loads of stuff in Telford. You can find out more on the Totally Telford podcast. And Andy is there.
I am. So are you.
And I am, yes.
As is Martin Haynes, the other guy who's doing stuff.
He's in Poland at the moment, so we couldn't get him in tonight. But
yeah,
we are.
Well.
Do you all sit and chat and things all together, or is it...
No, we've all done separate bits, but we may do for the next one. You never know.
Getting us all in the same place at the same time is quite difficult. Me and Andy actually seeing each other in the one building, only we have sort of matched out, Molyneux.
Yeah. The world stops when all three come together.
Mm-hmm. Better not do it on the 21st December, otherwise the Mayan calendar predictions could come true. Andy, thank you for joining us.
No problem. I'll see you soon. Have a nice Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And to you too. And whilst we're on a Christmassy theme, let's take a seasonal song, this time from Chris Illett. This is Legacy of Love.
You've got everything you need. message to the world when times are hard. You can always lean on me, doubters heart. You've got everything you need. We never forget how times that we couldn't have known. We leave a legacy of love. You don't have to be on your own.
There we go, that's Chris Illett and his song now. P's been getting people into the video for that, Legacy of Love. So if you check out his website, chrisillett.com, the last date has just passed to get in your video clips, so people will be appearing in that, and it'll be out before Christmas. So I hope you enjoyed the song, and say Chris has been doing some work on the video now for that one. From one Chris to another, we're joined by Chris Spittle now from Rainbow Pantos. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Good. Now,
yourself? Long time now speak.
Yeah, well, it's been about 12 months because we were talking pantos last time, strangely enough. And yes, it's time for you to take to the stage in January once more. And what have you got lined up this year?
It's Dick Whittington and his cat.
Aww.
And his what, sorry?
Cat.
Oh, cat. I thought you said cat. Pack.
Zoe's not very up on these things.
I thought it was a twist on the original.
Oh, no, it's a family show.
But it is actually 21 years since Rainbow Pantos came into existence, isn't it?
Yes.
So
yes,
big celebrations.
Big celebrations.
And
I like the story of Dick Whittington as well.
Is there a pantos you don't like? In fact, probably best you don't answer that one, to be fair, Zoe. But it's a good, fun family panto, and you're actually taking to the stage yourself this time round, aren't you?
I am this time, yes. I had a break from the company for 12 months because I was doing so much. I was cutting myself, you know, burning the candle at both ends, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I took 12 months out, and I've gone back to join them on stage this time for this, like I say, this 21st anniversary production.
And who are you going to be playing? What's your part?
I'm in the chorus. I just enjoy being on the stage. So whether I'm back of the stage, front of the stage, in the wings, as long as I'm there, that's the main thing.
Yeah, involved
and
in all the excitement.
Everybody is as important as the next person on there.
So how does it work out with the show this time round? How many of you are in the total cast, and when are you actually performing?
Oh, goodness me, there's 35 plus on in the cast.
Another big cast then.
Yeah, it is quite a big cast, yes.
That's a lot of people get costumes for.
Well, fortunately, Rainbow have got a very good seamstress and wardrobe lady. We've got quite a good wardrobe of our own costumes. So, fortunately, that's where we do try to save a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
These shows aren't cheap to put on. Jan's working very hard on them at the moment.
She's got a few weeks left.
Well, yeah,
she's taking a break for Christmas.
The dress rehearsal can't be too far away.
Well, we've got a rehearsal this week, and then we're taking a break over the Christmas period, and then we're back into it because the production takes place from the 20th of January, which is a Sunday, through to the 26th of January on the Saturday. So we're doing actually 8 performances. It's quite a big run.
Right after Christmas, you're going to be really busy doing all rehearsals. Really busy.
Is it in your usual venue?
Yes, it is. It's the Dorbston Mill Theatre in Sedgley.
And you do love the theatre, but it is a great place to play, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It's a lovely little theatre. It really is. And wherever you sit in the auditorium, you've got good viewing. Because there's no pillars and posts in you to block your view or anything.
Mm.
So you've got, you know, a really, really good view from wherever you sit.
Have you been selling tickets already? I mean, are they fairly sold out?
Yes, they are on sale. I've got the contact for the tickets if you'd like that.
Yes, please. That'd be Dora Waldridge, wouldn't it?
That's right, yes. You remember that well, Jason. and it's 01902. 894472.
So that's Wolverhampton number 01902 894472. Have a chat with Dora.
Yes, and the prices start from £5 up to £8.50.
It depends on which other performances you go into.
Have
you got matinees as well as the evening shows?
Right, the first performance is a matinee on Sunday, which is a 2:30 start on the 20th of January. and we have a matinee the following Saturday on the 26th, again 2:30 start.
And all the others are evenings, I presume?
All the others are 7:30 start, yes.
Yeah.
So there's a midweek special as well, if anybody is interested. I do believe that's on the Wednesday and Thursday. You've got 4 tickets for £20.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's a bargain.
So you don't get many pantos that cheap, do you?
You don't, no.
And if you do want more information about the group who are actually doing the production and also to find out more, do you have a website?
I do. It's www.rainbowpantomime.co.uk.
And I suppose you're already thinking towards 2014, aren't you?
Well, I presume the committee and that, because obviously not doing it for 12 months, I've come off for that. As I said, I've just gone back for this particular performance.
Yeah.
Dora's the main contact anyway for questions and answers.
And she can tell you all of that when you're on the phone to her booking your tickets for this year's show.
Yes, yes.
So that's Sunday the 20th through Saturday the 26th of January next year at the Mill Theatre, Dormston School in Sedgley. And Dora Wooldridge, then the contact number again, 01902 894472.
That's right.
Chris, enjoy your singing. Thank you for joining us and have a fantastic Christmas, won't you?
And yourselves.
Thank you.
Cheers. Ciao for now.
Thank you for
phoning. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, Zoe, a while ago we heard a brand new song, which is being hopefully pushed towards the Christmas number one. Alex Day, let us play Stupid Stupid. It's now been released. It's actually out now. You can buy it on
iTunes.
You've
got to get it.
You have.
Beat the X Factor to number one.
Well, he got to number four in the charts last year, and there will be cash for charity up to $30,000 if he hits the top spot. So please do, if you love it, go out and buy it. Here it is. This is Alex Day with Stupid Stupid.
Stupid, stupid, no, 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 no.
Stupid, stupid, Jason. I'm not calling you stupid.
What? That wasn't very nice at all.
Managed to get my own back in.
Now, if you're looking for something to do in the new year that's going to get you fit after your indulgences at Christmas.
Oh, yes, everybody always goes on to fitness after the new year, don't they?
Salsa dancing is one of the ways you could do it. And joining us on the phone now to tell us about his class in Wolverhampton is Ryan Mellis. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Very good, I think.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, you're just about to do your last class pre-Christmas, but tell us about what it is you do and where you do it.
Okay, we teach salsa, bachata, kizomba, and merengue. We do it in the Quadrilands on a Monday night, student exchange on a Tuesday night, Chanuk on a Wednesday night, and in Birmingham on a Thursday night.
So you're all over the Midlands, basically.
Yeah.
No excuses for anybody not to catch one of them, then.
Yeah, there is no excuse. That's
the hope. Yeah. So I have seen as well that salsa is very good for losing weight, and as Jason said before, everybody's always overeats at Christmas, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's promenaded by things like the dancing competitions that we have leading up to Christmas. So why is it such good exercise, and why does it help so much in losing weight?
Well, it's moving a bit more than you normally would do when you're walking. And your hands play the important part. Like normally when you just walk, that's about your hands in your pocket and you just roll along. Mm. With salsa, you've got very much a lot of hand movement. And it's a fairly fast pace, depending on the music you're dancing with. And it's continuously. And if you're a popular dancer, you'll be dancing every 5 minutes. Because you swap partners every 30 seconds when you're learning.
Oh, right, okay.
When you're dancing, you have a new partner every 5 minutes. Who want to show their skills off with you, so they will do all their fancy moves they can.
So you can do a bit of speed dating at the same time.
It's a bit like that. The best thing about salsa, what I will say, it gets you to meet a whole new people in a short space of time, and it's a lot cheaper than speed dating. If you come for that way inclined.
Plus, if you step on somebody's toes, they're off in 5 minutes, and they'll never remember your name.
Yeah.
How does the evening go? I mean, do people turn up as couples, or is there a lot of singles? And how does it start?
50-50. All the start-ups just turn up, which is the hardest part. Or I said to most people, walking through the front door is the hardest thing about salsa. The rest is easy. All we do is go through the basic steps on your first lesson. We swap partners, as I said, about every 30 seconds, every minute. You don't spend too long with somebody who's got bad breath and BO. I mean, trying to encourage
you. You're not selling some of the people who turn up here.
No. Well, but, you know, you do that occasionally in the time I've been doing it. You know, you do get a few people that's not too sure, and they say you sort of drop interest to them. You know what I mean? So there's nothing worse than you dance with somebody with bad breath and BO, and everybody looks at each other, and next week they all come smooth. So... it does happen because, you know, people have to properly respect, as I call it.
Yeah.
You have occasionally 1 in 100 or something like that.
So does it just keep going that you'll swap partners each 5 minutes?
Yeah. Unless you come as a couple and you especially state that you want to stay together, then we will respect your wishes and stay together.
But once you've chosen someone.
Yeah, but normally it's the worst thing you can do in sales, to stay with your partner while you're learning, to pick up bad habits.
Oh, okay.
You don't learn as quick as well.
It's part of the training technique then.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to come along and they have no experience of dancing, is it really basic for beginners when you actually get them going?
Yes, we do. We actually start, as I always say to people, sales is exactly the same as walking. And we take you through the same process as walking with your left foot and your right foot and get you to know which one is which.
you label your shoes. I think that's the easiest way of doing it, isn't it?
Well, I would think so, but I still have problems with my left and right. Even when I'm teaching, I'm going, okay, which one's my left now? This one. So we do take it very simple, very easily. It's a very slow pace at the beginning, and then we just see how people get on. If we can progress quicker, then we progress quicker. But... as long as any form of education, any form of natural abilities, you can learn salsa. And actually, we do have a few blind people and a few hard of hearing as well.
But go with the flow and get the rhythm, and it's open to pretty much everyone.
Everybody can do it. I've not done a class when I haven't taught one person how to do salsa yet.
Is it very expensive? How much do people have to
pay? The first lesson is £3 for your first lesson, and then depending on which class, £5 or £6 thereafter.
And if people do want to get in touch, then what do they do to book themselves in a lesson and confirm venue times?
They can either call me on 07961514074 or visit the website www.uksalsafeet or drop me an email at uksalsafeet@gmail.com.
Okay, so uksaltsofeet@gmail.com, www.uksaltsofeet.com, or 07961 514074, and have a chat with Ryan. So recap the venues. Where are you in Wolverhampton to start off with?
Mondays, Quadrant Lounge in Litchfield Street.
Yep.
Tuesdays at the Cuban Exchange on Exchange Street.
And then it's off to Cannock.
Then it's Cannock on Wednesdays at the Mojito Bar, Bridge Street. Then it's Thursdays at the Red Lion Pub, Vicarage Road, King's Heath. And Saturdays, I forgot to mention Saturdays, at the Willenhall Chart Centre on Golmer Street.
Okay, so fantastic. If you fancy a bit of salsa, get yourself down, have a chat with Ryan, and I'm sure you'll build your confidence up and suggest a good personal deodorant.
Yeah.
Cheers. Right, thank you for joining us. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
No, I know it's almost the end of the show, Jason, but I haven't seen sight of any sort of present from you yet. You can see I've got mine under the desk in my bag.
You've actually bought a proper Christmassy type bag, which is very good for you.
Do you know, I really like the bag. I was quite tempted to give you a second-hand one I got in my cupboard, but no.
That is a classy bag. Have you
it
written is. On the tag and everything?
I have, I can't recycle it. Or are you going to pinch it for somebody else?
I could recycle it. That'd be really good. I've bought you a present, which I've actually put inside a Sainsbury's carrier bag.
It's wrapped. It's not just in the Sainsbury's carrier bag.
It is a gift-wrapped present, And you got a Christmas card there as well.
Yeah, your card's in the bag.
I'll hand those over to you now.
Thank you. Shall I give you yours, then?
Okay, I'll have my present. We are allowed to open these on the programme, aren't we?
I didn't know whether it was Christmas.
Yeah, this is how it works. It's
because you want the bag to put somebody else's present in, that's all.
Is this stuff that you couldn't sell in your stationers?
No.
Jason, have a great Christmas, love, Zoe. That's fantastic. I didn't put a label on yours because I'm not very good at that sort of thing. Oh, I've got a Christmas card in here. Thank you for that. I shall open that in a moment.
Mine's not very radio-friendly because it doesn't really rattle as much.
Doesn't rattle and make a noise. Okay. I've got a make-your-own calendar thing. That's lovely.
It's for your desk.
Is it for 2013?
Yes, it is. You put your own photographs in, so each month you can put whatever photograph you want.
And it's sort of something appropriate for the month. That's good. I can just do that throughout the year as well. Thank you. That's lovely. And I've also got...
And then because you're travelling a lot, I thought you could put your photos in there.
I don't go anywhere that snows very much. it is a snow globe, you put your own picture
as well.
In.
You can put two pictures in that, so you can take it with you when you're travelling.
Different side. That's lovely.
I thought you'd like your photos.
One problem, it does contain liquid, so I'll never get it on an aircraft.
Yes, perhaps not.
But
if you're travelling around the UK.
Yes, that'd be fantastic. I said fantastic about 9 times now, because that does describe the gift. Thank you very much. I like the bag a lot as well.
I know, the bag.
See what you've got.
Oh, a Fox's Christmas pudding.
A posh Christmas pudding, yeah.
Is it orangey? Because it's got orange bits on it.
I don't know. It's just a Christmas pudding. Do you eat Christmas pudding?
I do.
Oh, there you go. You've got
like a nice warm Christmas pudding with some custard.
You know, I didn't bring you any custard, but
and it's Foxes as well, which is good.
Yes, and I have bought
in a box, and it's got a handle, so I'm presuming it's a mug.
Yeah, and if you open the box, oh dear, she's not very good at technical stuff.
Can people that listen order these?
No, they can't actually. No.
Oh, it is the milk bar mug.
Yeah, I thought as we've been doing really this for so many years. How many years have we been doing this?
Is it three?
Is it three and a half now? It's nearly four. It's four next year.
Oh, that is really good. Look, I have my tea in there.
Yeah, so I got you a milk bar mug.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I like that.
So we will say have a fantastic Christmas. We will be back on Christmas Eve. And we're recording some bits for that show over the next few days.
Yes.
So we'll do something a little bit festive for you for next week. And then our next broadcast after that will be the end of year quiz.
Yeah. Which I
haven't written.
It is a lot of fun.
We've got so Andy, we have our engineer who popped in earlier. Andy will be engineering it for us.
Yes.
And we will be having guests.
And music.
So we're all working on that at the minute.
Any suggestions, let us know.
Yes, if there's anything you'd like to hear. We will have various guests from regulars on the show and a few people from around the Midlands as well. So they'll be along.
Yes, join us for that.
And that will be released on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's Christmas Eve, isn't it, next Monday?
It is.
Is that going to be when the podcast is up there?
It will be available on Christmas Eve.
I didn't know
he was
going to be doing that Christmas morning, because it's normally a Tuesday, isn't it, when you put it up?
It is, but I intend doing nothing Christmas Day, so it'll be a relaxing one.
But if you want to, they could listen on Christmas morning, couldn't they, while they're opening the presents?
They can, that'd be lovely, yeah.
We'll make it festive.
Download it and tune in, that'll be magical. We shall see you then, and we'll be back, as I say, Christmas Eve, and then for the new year. But for now, ta-ra a bit.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.